There was a very special ger who described the first time he walked into a Beis Medrash. He sat down next to somebody who was learning, and he asked him, "What are you talking about?" This fellow tells him, "I'm learning the laws of when an ox falls into a pit." Sits down next to somebody else, and he tells him, "I'm learning the laws of divorce." Sits next to, down to a third guy. He says, "I'm learning the laws of the sacrifices in the temple." And the last guy, and this was it for him, he said, "I'm learning the laws about a woman's menstrual period." And the ger said, the amazing thing was that when he walked into a Beis Medrash, he heard everything about life. But there was one thing that he didn't hear very much about, and that's about God. He actually found it inspiring. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, if you want to know why we talk about everything in the Beis Medrash, except, it seems, about God, Reb Chaim Volozhiner discussed in detail in Shaar Dalet. You have to come back for Shana Bet. We'll discuss it in Shana Bet. That's not the topic for tonight. But Reb Chaim Volozhiner continues in Shaar Dalet, and he says, even though that's the right way to go, that there's a reason why we talk about everything in Torah Shebaal Peh, except it seems from God. Nevertheless, he says, of course, we have to stop for a few minutes. And we have to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to talk about Yirah Shemayim. In this week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Don a bracha. And he says to him, Lishu'ascha, Yaakov Avinu through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lishu'ascha ki visi Hashem. And the Ramban has an interesting comment. Zok the Heilige Ramban, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Don, Lishu'ascha ki visi Hashem? Because the psukim prior were talking about Shimshon who came from Don. And at the end of the day, even though the pasuk says in Shmuel, V'hoya Hashem im ha-shoyfet v'yishiyim miyad oyveim kol yimei ha-shoyfet, that ended with Shimshon. And ultimately Shimshon, on some level, doesn't save Klal Yisrael, doesn't even save himself. And therefore the Ramban concludes, V'kashera ha-novi tshuas Shimshon kinifsika omar lishuascha kivisi Hashem loy lishuas nachash u'shvifa, not the Yeshua of Shimshon, ki becha ishiya loy b'shoifet, that we don't rely on anybody else except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are times HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say that there will people be save you, but at the end of the day, ultimately, it's Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. In two words, the Netziv just expands on what the Ramban says, and he says, Basher Yeshua Zu Kala Umiuta, V'loy Hoysel L'Shoa Kala, the Nevi'im, the Shoftim, excuse me, were for only that period of time, Al-Kain Amar Lishuascha, Sha'atati Yeshua Seinu Ezra Seinu Sela, that ultimately we recognize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. I'm indebted to Rav Melech Biderman for quite a few ideas that I'm about to discuss with you. He tells a story of a woman. The story takes place 75 years ago, and he has all the details. He says who her brother-in-law is, who passed away in Bnei Brak last year at the age of 102, and the woman's name is Mrs. Markowitz, and she was standing in the lines with the Hungarian officers, with the Nazis, for a selection. And Rabosai, there was a tradition that not only in Hungary, Reb Zalman Sirotskin records this tradition as well, to say over the words, Lishuascha kivisi Hashem, kivisi Hashem, Yeshuascha, Hashem Lishuascha kivisi. And she was saying these words over as she was going through the selection, Lishuascha kivisi Hashem. And the Hungarian officer heard the word ki. And it happens to be that the word ki in Hungarian means out. And he thought that she was saying in Hungarian, please get me out. And the man turned to her back in Hungarian, and that moment he had some rachmanos, and he responded to her with the word ki, like kivisi, that I will make sure you go out. And he said, I'm going to look away for a second. You run that way. And she survived. The irony Rav Biederman brings out is that he thinks it was the Hungarian word ki. But it really was our belief that ultimately it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not him. It's not anybody else who provides us for everything. Lishu Ascha ki visi Hashem. Nowadays, people want an easy way out. They're looking for skulos. They're looking for ways, easy ways to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it just doesn't exist. There's only one way for a person to achieve Yeshua, and that is a true relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lishu Ascha ki visi Hashem. They say there was a fellow who came to the Stipler. I like to say this over in the Shalom Bayis Vad. Came to the Stipler, and he said to the Stipler, Rebbe, I need a skula for Shalom Bayis. The Stipler used to give out skulas. The Stipler could also be very tough. I had a friend whose father was chased out of the Stipler's house with a stick. Stipler asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm learning Yeshiva. Stipler glared at him and said, what else are you doing? He said, I'm studying philosophy. Stipler picked up his stick and he chased him out of the house. The Stipler got up and he said, wait, a minute. He says, I'll bring you a skula. He comes back. He's carrying a broom. He says, this is your skula for Shalom Bayis. There are no shortcuts to Shalom Bayis. There are no shortcuts in terms of becoming an Adam Ruchani. Lishu Ascha Kivisi Hashem tells us that ultimately every single one of us has to work on every parts of our bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what does bitachon do? The Pasuk in Tehillim says, HaBoteach B'Hashem B'Chesed Yisoy V'Veini. If someone who has bitachon, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounds them. You know, that question reminds me. They say, the Pasuk in Chayesar, it says, Vayu Yimei Chayesara, Mea Shanim Ve'esrim Shana V'Sheva Shanim. So they ask, what is Chazal Darshan? Why is it that they say Sarah's age in such a strange way? 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years? So the Batchanim have a good answer. They say, whenever you ask a woman for her age, you're never going to get a straight answer. Bitachon is one of those things that it's hard to get a straight answer. What does it mean, HaBoteach B'Hashem B'Chesed Yisoy V'Veini? And it's a lifetime's work of work. Rav Zalman Sirotzkin there in the Aznayim LaTorah says, there's a reason why the order is Lishu Ascha Kivisi Hashem, and then the last part concludes, Hashem Lishu Ascha Kivisi, because it starts and a person is distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bitachon is not something that's going to happen overnight, but it's something that we work on slowly and slowly. There are real answers to the question. It might not be a woman's age, but there are real answers to the question of what bitachon means and what does the pasuk in Tehillim mean when it says HaBoteach B'Hashem B'Chesed Yisoy V'Veini. Tonight we'll give a chasidus shemahalach. What is bitachon and how does it transform our lives? And then we'll get to lemaisa. We'll talk about Shana Bet. We'll talk about going to college. We'll talk about being married. But first, the Yisod. The Minchas Eluzer quotes from Reb Levi Yitzchak of Bardichev. And these are the words, verbatim. The Pasuk HaBoteach B'Hashem is telling us, She'ein kan, keep in mind the Stipler, She'ein kan loy skula, v'loy bracha, v'loy havtacha. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, well, when a person has bitachon, chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed surrounds him, it's neither a skula, it's not a blessing, it's not even a promise. Ki im b'mitzius v'teva mamish. That's what the Heiliger Reb Levi Yitzchak said. Bitachon creates b'mitzius v'teva mamish, that a person is surrounded by the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a way in which a person achieves chesed, it's the mitzius, the natural result, the existence. It reminds me of Amevin Yavin existentialism. The simple existence of bitachon is being surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how does bitachon do that? What does bitachon do? Bitachon says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I believe that every single thing that you do to me is what I'm supposed to experience. Every single part of my condition is surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. And therefore, no one could hurt me. No one could hurt me because HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaBoteach B'Hashem B'Chesed Yisrael Veveini. I constantly feel that I'm surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to go through this experience. Every single one of those challenges are dafka the ones that bring out the good from us. Zok the Pri Tzadik, Zok Reb Tzadik HaKoin. Vayichi. Chazal say, Vayichi is sosum, it's closed. Nistamu einayim shei Yisrael. Nistamu einayim shel Yisrael, Vayichi! When there is Nistamu einayim shel Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us through those challenges, that's when we're really living. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us what we're supposed to have. And the moment the person internalizes that, HaBoteach B'Hashem B'Chesed Yisayveini, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is surrounding me, then it's an entirely different experience. It's an experience where whatever I go through, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. And the same applies for Olam Haba. So many of us, when we grew up as children, we were described and we were introduced to life. And the Rambam justifies it in the Shemona Prakim, that life is about reward and punishment. And therefore, most people think that what Olam Haba is about is that if we do good in this world, then we go to the prize room in Olam Haba. You know who talks about that? Islam talks about that. But that's not Avodas Hashem, says Nefesh HaChaim. There's not a prize room at the end. Listen to the amazing words of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Shar Aleph Perik Yud Beis. V'zeu sha'amru chazal kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek lo Olam Haba. Reb Chaim Volozhiner is medayik. It doesn't say Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Ba Olam Haba. What does that mean? Shemashmo Hayosh Olam Haba Hu Mucha Meis Abriya Inyan V'Davar La'atzmo. If it would say Ba Olam Haba, every Jew has a place in Olam Haba, means Olam Haba is a different place. You go after 120 to Olam Haba, but it doesn't say that. It says Lo Olam Haba. Zakt Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Ki, what's the pshat? AMS. Sha'olam haba hu ma'ase yedei ha'adam atzmo. Olam haba is the reality that we create around us. What we create, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, is going to be our olam haba. And we can understand that. It's not too hard to understand. At the end of the day, after 120, if we've refined ourselves spiritually, and Reb Chaim Volozhiner goes on to explain this, then ultimately we'll have the appreciation of the ore that we've created in the next world. If, however, a person has not prepared themselves spiritually, then they're going to be surrounded by something that's spiritual that they're not capable of appreciating. And what I'm bringing out tonight is that they're really the same Yisod. The Yisod that Reb Levi Yitzchak was saying and the Yisod Nefesh HaChaim are saying are the exact same Yisodos. And that is, a person creates his reality in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. That's where Reb Chaim Volozhiner is mechadish in Olam Haba, and that's where Reb Levi Yitzchak is saying in Olam Hazeh. It's up to us through the bitachon to create a positive reality around us in Olam Hazeh, and that memela is going to be Olam Haba. It's hainu hach. It becomes one. Lamchishes hadavar. There's nothing like Reb Shlomo Kalbach Zichron of Racha to sharpen it. Reb Shlomo Kalbach used to say, what is Olam Haba and what is Gehenim? Very simple. In Olam Haba, let's start with Gehenim. In Gehenim, you have a row of people sitting on either side of a table. Each one of them has a beautiful buffet that's in front of them. But there's one problem. In those worlds, Shlomo Kalbach claimed, I can't verify this, but this is what he said. Got to take everything he said with a grain of salt also. But he said as follows. He said, there are no joints. That means our arms can't turn towards our mouth. If we're going to try to feed ourselves, it's not going to go. That's Gehenim. Gehenim is you have people, they have all the food in front of them, but it just doesn't go in. They can't appreciate it. What's Gan Eden? Reb Shlomo said, Gan Eden is that they're feeding each other across the table. To have that sensitivity, to be able to do that, you have had to have created that in this world. Olam Hazeh creates that appreciation for all parts of Olam Haba, that ability to create a metzius inside of ourselves. So it's both in regards to bitachon as well as in regards to schar va'onish. It's up to us to create that spiritual world. And therefore, that means the following practical examples, Lamaisa. The Yesod is, you are exactly where you're supposed to be. Exactly where you're supposed to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you exactly where you're supposed to be. And Bitachon says that the moment in which a person internalizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them exactly where they're supposed to be, then they will have the ability to focus and notice the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But too long and too often, people are fighting against that reality. They're saying, only if I would have had this, if only I would have had that, if YU wouldn't have made me take this unnecessary course, then I would have had Night Seder. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you're supposed to be in that place, if that's where you're supposed to be, then that is exactly what you're supposed to have. And then the question is whether you're able to do the Night Seder or not. But the moment in which a person accepts that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this, this is what I'm supposed to have, HaBoiteach B'Hashem B'Chesed Yisoy V'Veini. If I only got that job, then I'd be able to do the Daf Yomi. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want you to get that job. Now the question is, are you supposed to do the Daf Yomi? You're not supposed to do the Daf Yomi. But the moment in which I accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that this wasn't for me, now I know whether I'm supposed to be doing the Daf Yomi or not, once I consult, once I analyze. But the moment in which I'm saying, if only if, that's the moment in which a person is rejecting this beautiful Bechina. And the moment I accept, go back to Rav Levi Yitzchak's words, the moment in which I accept, it's not just simply that it's a skula, it's not a bracha, it's a reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounds you. If only I would have more time, then I'd be a better husband. If I had more time to be at home, I'd be a better husband. No, no. You have a responsibility to be a good husband, whether you have more time or less time. And that's a metzius. A metzius that a person could transform his reality, and that's his tafkid. And the last example. Rosh Hashanah Bet guys, or Rosh Hashanah Aleph guys. If my parents would give me more, just would have given me more time in Israel. No. HaBoiteach B'Hashem B'Chesed Yisoy V'Veini. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that you weren't supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael for a longer period of time, that is your tafkid. Your tafkid is to be able to take that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you and the place that you're at and elevate it. You know, I was talking, there were, some of you might have noticed, some of you hopefully didn't notice, that there are some Shanah Bet girls that come on Wednesday afternoons to the yeshiva for a shiur. So I was talking to them their last shiur before they went back. And the question that they sincerely asked me was, I want to look down at my notes, see exactly the lesson I wrote down. How do we hold on to what we got in Israel? It came from a very, very, very sincere place. But the question, L'aniyas Daiti, is fundamentally flawed. The question is, how do I hold on? There was this ideal state. I was in Eretz Yisrael. I was in Kolel for a couple of years. And now, how do I hold on? How do I hold on? That was ideal, and everything afterwards is b'di'evet. Or I was steiging in Shana Bet. I have a friend who's now he's a successful Rav. He came made Aliyah in Eretz Yisrael. He's a Rebbe in the Gush, Rav David Gottlieb. I wasn't Zoche to learn in Eretz Yisrael. I came straight from high school to YU. He was trying to tell me the experience of Eretz Yisrael. So he said to me, you know what it's like, Shana Bet in Israel? He said, the biggest Aveira I did was I thought in learning in the bathroom. That was the biggest Aveira I did. So I have Shana Bet. The worst Aveira I did, halavai by us, right? The worst Aveira I did. And now my tafkid is to hold on. How do I hold on? That's backwards. HaBoiteach B'Hashem B'Chesed Yisoy V'Veini. HaBoiteach B'Hashem, I trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to be in Eretz Yisrael for 500 days. 511 days. He wanted me to be in Eretz Yisrael, and that's it. And then my tafkid was to go back. And is your tafkid so hard? Klal Yisrael, for 2,000 years, has been in Galus. And all of that is Habayteach Bashem Bechesed Yisai Veveini. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be there, then that's where you're supposed to be. And it's not about holding on to an ideal and how do I hold on. No, the ideal is right now where you are. We create whether there's going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu around us or not. And that creation is one thing. It's not davening. It's not learning. For sure, those are all important. But it's about bitachon. Do I believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending me on a shlichus? We spoke about last week's parsha that Yosef HaTzadik says, Ki lemichyo shelachani elokim aleichem. Yosef HaTzadik says that when I was in that bar, when I was in that pit, you didn't do anything to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had me a shlichus there. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu challenged me with Eishes Potiphar, I was on a shlichus. Every single thing that you did to me, you didn't do to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to me. So there's no longer anger or resentment to family members, to parents, to people who did things to us in high school. At the end of the day, all of those things were things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to experience. Are these lofty ideas? Yes. Is it easy to internalize? No. Do I struggle with it? Absolutely. But says Rav Zalman Sirotzkin, that's why it starts off. Lishuascha kivisi Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is far. It's not easy. But if a person begins to take time to internalize that idea, to take time to internalize that ultimately our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be defined by this midah, and not the overt things in Avodas Hashem, but this deep sensitivity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us at every stage, then Be'ezer Hashem will be able to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, will be able to grow and to continue to be Mipnei Malachim.